This is an article from the Ewelme Village Archive, published in the Ewelme News. The Adventurous Life of Alice Chaucer of Ewelme Manor. The historical significance of our modest village is often overlooked. However, due to a girl named Alice, who was born here in 1404, Ewelme became prominent in the 15th century. This was highlighted in the festival held in May to illuminate her influence in medieval England, her legacy to the village, and to commemorate the 550th anniversary of her death in 1475. Alice was the granddaughter of the famous poet Geoffrey Chaucer, being the only child of his son, the knight and politician Thomas Chaucer, and his wife Matilda. Although born a commoner, Alice advanced to high status through strategic marriages, making her one of the most formidable women of the 15th century. At her death, aged 71, her acquired wealth made her one of the richest. In 1414, when she was 10 years old, her parents married her to a widower, Sir John Philip, a prominent courtier and friend of King Henry V, but he died a year later. At the age of 18, she married Thomas Montague, Earl of Salisbury, the commander of the English army in France, and thus became a countess. Thomas was killed in battle in 1428, and 2 years later, Alice married William de la Pole, Earl of Suffolk. After inheriting Ewelme in 1436, Alice and William ploughed their wealth into the village. They made the manor into a grand moated house, reflecting their status. Their lasting legacy, which we see today in a modified form, was with the rebuilding and extending of the church by adding a chantry chapel in which 13 almsmen prayed five times daily for their benefactors. Alice's splendour alabaster tomb, with its two effigies, lies between the altar and the chapel, and is the preeminent feature of our church. The almsmen lived in the purpose-built cloister almshouses, still in use today. A grammar school was added by 1450 to prepare promising boys from the four manors belonging to the Almshouse Trust for entry to Oxford University. The original building still functions as a primary school. Earl William became chief advisor to the mentally incapable King Henry V, and Alice became a prominent lady in the English court. In recognition of her status, she was made a Lady of the Garter in 1432, an honour often granted to the wives of the Garter Knights at that period. Ewelme was finally sold out of royal ownership by the Stuarts, who ordered the demolition of the fine palace, which once stood on the site of the current manor house. Its turbulent past faded away, and Ewelme became a quiet English backwater once again.